topic was born out of a question that came from Remain, which is a nonprofit on the island that looks to preserve pieces of Nantucket through both real estate investment and charitable donations. And they were puzzled by this question, which was, who are we as a community?
Yeah, I've been advising Remain since it started almost 10 years ago. And as the community has shifted over the years, they didn't have a strong grasp of who is the community today. So there's a sense that people are leaving. At the same time, the Commonwealth says Nantucket's the fastest growing county in the Commonwealth. So what's happening?
What tools did you use to get a better picture?
You would think you would rely on the U.S. Census, but they only do it every 10 years. And so they estimate every year between the decennial censuses. And so we did look at the census, and the census said there were 11,000 people living here. And then anecdotally, you hear numbers more than double that. So what we did was Nantucket every year does a census, and it puts that census against what's called the street list. Street list is like the phone book. And so we had the street list. That was pretty good, but we had a sense that the town census didn't have 100% participation. So that's where big data came in. We went to a company which grew out of political campaigns, and they have a database with publicly available and commercially available information. And we said, hey, can you apply a filter against your database to tell us who you think lives on Nantucket? And when they did that, they found essentially 3,000 adults that the town didn't have in their own records. And we found the correct number of children. And when you added up those three groups, we came up to 17,200 people.
And you use some other pieces of information, equating it to Disneyland, where you get counted as you come in, and you found that you could do that in a similar way by boat and by plane?
This was the big breakthrough. What was important was not just to understand who lives here year-round, but it was to understand the procession of people who come and go. Because if you're staffing an emergency room, you want to know how many people are there on a busy August day. And so in the end, we developed great data partnerships with Highline and Steamship and Cape Air, among others. And they were willing to give us access to the trip level data. So how many people were on every boat? So we focused on 2017. And so if we believe 17,200 people lived here year-round, then you could look at all the ferries and all the airlines, and you could say, gee, 500 people came over and 400 people went back at the end of the day. So our population just went up by 100. And so we have a daily population count for 2017.
And you found some surprising things, like you could even drill down as deep as to find visitors and what beaches they're going to on the island.
Yes. So one of the tools we use is mobility data. And mobility data does is it says, look, we have smartphones and we use GPS. We use it for Google Maps. And so that smartphone is using geolocation data, essentially telling these apps where you are. And those app companies will take that data, they'll aggregate it, and they will anonymize it. And then they will provide it to research companies. So we have a relationship with a research company. And we draw an electronic fence around a beach. And we can determine, assuming there are enough people, because if there are too few because of privacy rules, they won't tell us anything. But if there's a group of people, call it a couple dozen people, they will be able to tell us generally where they live. What's their zip code? And so privacy is protected. But in a place like Nantucket, where you're a small business and you're trying to market to visitors, so you just put an ad in the Boston Globe that goes all over the Commonwealth? Or should you put an ad in, the Patriot Ledger, or should you put it in the Wellesley Times? Because you know people from Wellesley are coming to Nantucket. So we had some fun. We looked at different beaches, and we figured out that there are preferences where people go.
Are you hoping that you can continue to look at future years, or is this a one-time deal?
The whole idea was for this original research project to help Remain, and these tools didn't exist 5 years ago. And we really determined that what would come out of that is this idea of a community data platform. So all these decision makers, including citizens, could access this data and get answers so they could make better decisions. And so the goal is that this will be an ongoing community resource for Nantucket. We think the methodologies that we're developing here can be brought to the Cape or the Vineyard or other towns that have the same issues.
Well, Alan Worden, thanks so much for talking with us and giving us just a preview of all of the information that you've gleaned with this study.
Thanks so much.